Mouthing Off is a theater, arts, and culture podcast from Bad Mouth Theater Company in St. Paul, Minnesota. I'm Amanda Forstrom.
I'm Kevin Couchman.
And I'm Mari Sittner. Mouthing Off features compelling interviews and discussions with artists and creators from around the Twin Cities and beyond.
Tune in for something different online where you get your podcasts at badmouthtc.com and on the air in St. Paul through Frogtown Radio 94.1 FM.
And if you've got something going on around the Twin Cities you'd like to talk about, we want to hear from you. Email us at badmouthtc@gmail.com.
Mouthing Off is sponsored by Minnesota Playlist, the digital destination for live performing arts. Producers can find talent to work with, directors can cast productions with audition ads, teachers can find students with a classified, and audiences can find the perfect show to attend on the state's largest calendar of theater and dance shows. Find out more at minnesotaplaylist.com.
We hope you enjoy the show.
We're back with another episode of Mouthing Off, the Theater Arts and Culture Podcast on Frogtown Radio. And we have the co-manager of Frogtown Radio here, Philip Gracia. Philip is joining us to talk about Frogtown Radio, which is maybe where you're listening to this show. I'm Kevin Couchman. I have Mari Sittner here out in New York City. Mari, how are you?
I'm doing good. Spring has sprung. It's officially too hot. It was too cold last week, and now it's too hot. That's okay. Just how it is.
Hey, there you go. But I bet the flowers are blooming in Tryon Park, and you're probably able to take some walks up there. That's lovely. And Amanda Forstrom, who is understudying right now at History Theater. Is that right?
We just ended, actually, yesterday. Okay. We closed. Okay. Yes. So if you didn't catch it, you know, shame on you. It was an awesome show. Hungry Like the Wolf by Sandra Struthers. Hopefully they'll remount it one day, but they just released their season. So go check out History Theater with an RE.org and check out their 26-27 season. It's fantastic. A lot of good shows. Okay. A lot of little companies on their stage. Sure. A lot of returning artists.
Okay, well, let's just have everybody from History Theater come on the pod, badmouthtc@gmail.com. And Philip, welcome to the show. Thank you for hosting Bad Mouth Theater Company and Mouthing Off on Frogtown Radio. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Thank you for having me on.
Yeah, fantastic. So I just thought today we could talk about your background, the station. The URL, for people who don't know, is WFNU, is that right? .org.
Correct.
WFNU.org, Frogtown Radio 94.1 FM, old-timey radio. And Philip, what do you do at the station?
I am the president of Frogtown Tuned In, which is the nonprofit behind WFNU Frogtown Radio. And I'm basically the jack of all trades. Do a lot of the technical stuff and, you know, whatever else is needed around the station. If I need to get water, I'll get water, sweep the floors, you know, a little bit of everything.
All right. And the station's located right here in St. Paul.
That is correct.
Obviously in Frogtown. You know, we're on the station. We've never even popped by for a visit. Maybe we need to remedy that sometime.
We can do that very soon.
Okay. All right. That'd be
so
great.
So we are on the 10th floor of the Radisson Hotel on the corner of Rice and Rondo, which is right across from the Capitol.
Okay. Yeah. I'm right down here. I'm right across from History Theater in my little happy studio that I have down here.
So you just take a right or take a left and then take a right.
I could walk over. Yeah, that'd be great. How many of the shows record at the studios? I mean, is it probably about 35.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, and we've got 55 shows altogether, so about 20 do pre-records, and the rest are in-house.
And they're in-house and they're live?
Yes.
Oh, see, we cheat. We do it over
Zoom.
Well,
you know what? It works best wherever you are. You know, you've got people from around the country and, you know, you need to be able to be flexible. And yeah, all our time slots aren't available for live. We try to split it up as much as possible so we can get those pre-records in.
Right. And of course, people can go and listen online, right? If they go to WFNU.org, wherever they
Absolutely. Are. Absolutely. Okay. And we also have a robust, and I repeat, robust phone app that is, you can go to your app store and search Frogtown Radio, WFNU, or 94.1, and you can get it.
I love that. That's one of the best things about the internet. I mean, I share this with all the people who listen to my other show. And I don't know how many tune in, but you know, it's fun. It really, really hinges on the guest. And I found that if somebody agrees to come on, they're usually willing to, it goes fast. Typically, you don't have to like pull teeth. I'm trying to get the guy, this is a complete aside, but I'm trying to get the guy who owns the record store downtown here in downtown St. Paul to come on.
Right on Wabasha.
And I'm at that record Eclipse Records. And it's record store day on Saturday. So let's give Eclipse Records a plug. They're there all the time. They're right down by the Palace Theater. That guy is so cool to talk with. But just like today, I nudged him again. And he's like, I really want to get somebody else to go on for me. I don't think I appreciate the candor. It's like, you know, if it's not for you, it's not for you. Right. But great record store. Go support them for record store day. Philip, how long have you been at Frogtown? How long have you done this?
And next week, it'll be 11 years. Next week would be the 20th of April.
Okay. Earth Day.
Yes. That was our first recording day. And then the broadcast went out 2 days later, all streaming. We didn't have our FM antenna up until August of 2016. And from August 16 back, we did nothing but online. They were almost all pre-recorded too.
Mm. So you started, you conceived of the thing and started it.
I'm the first host, and I'm the last existing host from the first bunch of people that joined.
Yeah, Maury.
And I mean, I was reading a little bit about the history of it on the radio, on your website of it, Frogtown going to the radio. I'm curious, was it conceived of as just online radio at first, or was there always the expectation that you were going to go out over the airwaves?
And I'm sorry to speak over you, but there was always in the intention, because of the 2011 Community Radio Act that President Obama put into place. At that point, people wanted to get involved with FM radio.
Excellent.
Yeah, is that always something that you've been passionate about, wanting to get on the radio?
You know, I used to sit around, and this is the God's honest truth. I tell this story all the time. I used to sit around and listen to baseball, basketball, and football games on the radio with the radio right up to my ear. And I always wanted to be a play-by-play guy. And at that point, I did like doing announcing at little league baseball games, basketball games. When I was in junior high, doing basketball games for the high school, and then also doing the little league baseball games, I would just sit up in the booth at the baseball games and pretend like I was doing play by play. Just kept my mouth quiet when the pitch was going, and you know, that was it. They loved it, so I loved it too.
I love doing radio. And for me, I came at it through podcasting, right? So that's the new era of this thing. But it really is just radio. And it's a great, I think, American media. Obviously, in the UK, they've got a very rich history of radio. We're all theater people here. They still write radio plays in the UK. That's still a thing that's done. I mean, if you're a semi-successful playwright or a successful playwright in the UK, they will commission you, the BBC, the Beeb, will commission you to write a radio play. I just think it's just such a great sort of cultural thing. And it's so good for like working class people and people who work work and just people generally. It's like you can tune in. And I love long form material. Like we go for an hour. It's pretty solid for an interview. You know, the other show I do, I mean, we'll go for 4 or 5 hours. And sometimes people gripe about it, but it's sort of like, what are you griping about? It's just like press pause. Like nobody's forcing your hand. So Philip, do you still do a show?
Yes, I do. Fridays at noon. It's called The Midday Escape. It's the longest running show on the station. It's been going for just under 11 years. It's my baby. I love it. It's a R&B new R&B neo soul type of show.
Okay, I got to tune into that. I've been maybe a little negligent. I have my podcasts that I listen to, and I'm a little autistic about it. I need to spread out. That sounds great. So you DJ and you play new music.
Yep.
That's great. Super cool. You have a co-host or is it just you?
No, just me. Just me. Nobody's around at noon during the work week. So, you know, that's what I do.
That's great.
Every once in a while,
I can get somebody to sit in. If they're on vacation or something like that, they'll come in and sit with me.
Sorry, I didn't mean to speak over you. How do you discover new music or new artists?
I always have my ear to the radio or satellite radio, always. And of course, you use social media to find new artists and stuff like that. I'm sure you guys find different things all the time in social media. But I don't spend a lot of time chasing down social media artists. It's more what I hear. The Sirius Radio is where I find a lot of artists because there's a lot of channels, you know, and a lot of different options to have.
Mm. Yeah, this is a really rudimentary question, but I'm curious. How does the licensing work for all that? I mean, does the station must have some sort of license where it just allows you to play? Yeah. How does that work?
Yeah, we do. It's BMI, CSAC, and what's the other one? But they're called the pros. And they're basically you pay in a certain amount and for a low power station, you pay in a certain amount. And it allows you to play music and play different artists. That's the sole story behind it.
Sure. Pretty straightforward. You just get these licenses with these three major outfits and it covers pretty much everything, I imagine. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
For people who don't know, what is Frogtown?
Frogtown is an area that runs basically as far east as Rice Street and as far west is Lexington. Okay. And then from basically Highway 94 through
up the railroad, to like Roseville.
Not that far, about the railroads on Maryland, the railroad tracks on Maryland, right about there. That's about the heart of it.
Okay, I got it. So Hamline University, Frogtown. Technically? No. You're getting controversial.
Yeah, that's but yeah. They,
no, that's too far. That's on Snelling, right? Yeah.
Right. What we suggest is Frogtown and Rondo is basically what we cover. That's basically the first ward or District 7. You know, that's of the city map. That's where we're covered basically.
I'm there all the time. I live, down here, and then I have a place over by Lake Phelan, so I'm kind of always kind of coming through. Mm-hmm.
You would be able to hear us about 6 to 7 miles any direction on a good day. But we also, like I said, we've got a robust app. You can just hook your car up to it.
I'm going to make sure everybody online, he hears this episode for sure. I also just want to, you know, I assume people from the station and other shows will be listening to this. Open invitation to come on the pod if you want to do an interview. BadmouthTC@gmail.com. This is kind of the primary thing we're doing right now with the theater company. We're on a little bit of a sabbatical as we sort of get through some stuff. But we love doing this show. It's a real treat. I love talking to people. And you know, I'm a natural extrovert too. So when I'm out and about, I'm always trying to, it could be a guest. This could be a guest, you know, and sometimes people bite, other times they look at you, you know, but it certainly helps when I tell them, hey, we're on the radio. Okay.
Right. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Podcaster can be a bit of a dirty word, right? I mean, it's a bit,
you know,
of a,
some people yeah. look at it as, is it really going to stick around? You know, FM radio has stuck around for generations. And, you know, people think, I wonder if podcast is going to become a regular thing. Just like TV, you know, cable TV. Now we're talking about streaming. You know, they're all just have grown layers. But like you said, Kevin, you go back to radio. It all started with radio. It was things stacked.
I tell the people I do radio. Go ahead, Amanda.
The same thing could be said about theater. We talk about that all the time, you know, and we're still here. We are. We're still hanging on, and people go out to see shows. And, you know, it's a thing that started the TV and streaming and, you know, all that good stuff. So people come back because they love it.
Yeah. Theater's never going to go away.
If there's ever a car built that doesn't have a radio in it, then we know radio's dead.
Oof. Okay.
Good. Do you see that in the near future?
Yeah. No, I don't know. Like a radio. I think I think all of the stations stream. Like if I want to listen to any of the stations in the UK, I can go online and they all stream. So it's like, yeah, but God, you're right. I mean, it's like you got to have the radio. I have fond memories of remember when Joe Mauer was playing for the Twins and he was injured and he came back in his first at bat and I wasn't at home. I was in the car and I tuned in and I could see it in my mind's eye. And I'm pretty sure he hit a home run right on his first at bat back, you know. And radio's a fixture of American life, but we kind of take it for granted, don't we?
Yeah, it is. You remember when you were growing up? And you would be at your grandma or grandpa's house and, you know, you would hear in the background, there was always something on the radio. I mean, always. It just worked like that. You know, I'm a little older than you guys, but, you know, I remember distinctly how my grandma had the radio on in the morning to WHBC 1480 on the dial in Canton, Ohio. And there it was.
Oh, Canton, Ohio.
Yes.
Oh, well, no wonder you grew up with a sports thing. It's the the football Hall of Fame, right?
That's correct. That's correct.
I did a play in Canton, Ohio, believe it or not. So is that where you're from?
The Palace
from?
Theater?
No, I don't even remember where it was. It was a little community theater. It was one of my very first plays. They picked it up and did it shockingly. And then I think it was one of these weird situations where the director had to step in and actually act in the play. But I've been to Canton, Ohio. I've been around.
All right. I was just there last week for Easter.
Okay. Yeah. So that's where you have family and your roots.
Yes, that is correct. That's home base.
Okay.
You were born and raised?
Born and raised, but in another year, I have spent more time in Minnesota than I did there.
See, and Amanda has the ability to really anoint people as honorary. Not that you need it, Philip, but Amanda is like the most Minnesotan woman alive. She really is. She's from Central Minnesota. I don't even want to get into it, but we love Minnesota. What brought you out here, Philip?
It was originally work, and then I said 6 months, a year, 3 years. And then I've been here 25 years.
Were you always in the Frogtown area? And what sort of made you stick around? And what was the impetus or idea behind the show?
Originally, I was from the Frogtown area. Then I moved out in the west suburbs, St. Louis Park, Plymouth. And then I moved back when I met my wife to St. Paul. and that was on the west side with, where we still reside. But I spent a lot of time because my oldest daughter went to school over off of Summit in St. Paul. I spent a lot of time in Rondo and in Frogtown. So that kind of became home too, you know, just home away from home, that is. And yeah. That really, really I was found by a friend who we were at the barbershop sitting around getting ready to get our haircut. Or I don't even think I was getting my haircut that day. I was just there. And the one of the guys that came in, he goes, "Hey, do you hear they're getting a radio station over in Frogtown? You want to go down and see if we can get a show?" I said, "A show about what?" He goes, "Same thing we talk about at the barbershop." So we did. And our first show was called Real Talk with Real Brothers.
And that's awesome.
we did that for a while. And then I was like, maybe I don't want to talk as quite as much. Maybe I want to play music. So then I slid into the Midday Escape, and it was smooth jazz at the time. And I had people falling asleep at noon in the afternoon. And I said, you know, I need something a little bit more. So I did 50-50 smooth jazz and R&B. And then I kind of slid into the R&B about 8 years ago.
Right on. How do you find serving in the role as a DJ? That's something I've never quite done. The nearest thing would have been this like TV continuity that I did briefly over in the UK, but it's not quite the same. Do you prepare a script for yourself before introducing, or is it more casual and chill?
It's more casual. It's more casual, mm-hmm. but I do have a playlist. I have the playlist, mm-hmm. you know, I've got next week's playlist already done. Next Friday, I just did it today. I usually try to do it Monday or Tuesday, and then I listen to it a couple times to make sure there's no George Carlin words in the songs, and I go from there.
Do you primarily play like off of a playlist digitally, or do you play CDs? Do you play vinyl?
Digital, you know, that's the way of the future, you know, in radio. A lot of DJs used to play, you know, they went back to the reel to reel, the 45s, the 33s, you know, the whole gamut of the different ways to play music, CDs, 8 tracks, everything. But now it's mostly digital. We have an opportunity for someone who still wants to play CDs or records, but nobody uses them. Maybe like one person does CDs.
Mari, do some shopping down in Bushwick and then move on back, and you can DJ.
There you go.
Have you been? Is anybody been watching Coachella? Did anybody watch any Coachella from this weekend, Philip?
I did not. I heard a lot about it. I heard that there was Justin Bieber had Thames and Wizkid come up and sing with them. Mm-hmm. And then I also heard that they had a backup in case Justin Bieber got bombed and wasn't able to perform. Mm-hmm. That was SZA. And that's about all I've heard.
David Byrne put on a really theatrical performance. I don't know if they're going to keep an archive. Nine Inch Nails put on one of the greatest sets I've ever seen. It was insane. And even if that's not your music, I mean, just the production alone was crazy. He did a lineup with his wife, Atticus Ross, this guy named Boys Noise, who's this Berlin producer. No drums, no guitars, just synths. It was just totally wild. And then they had like 20 dancers. It was just next level. So anyway, I didn't watch as much of that as I should have, but I did get a rip of the Nine Inch Nails thing that I, you know, probably Coachella would prefer I don't have. I mean, to talk about it, but yeah, I watched that 2 or 3 times. Philip, do you get together with other DJs and talk shop ever? I mean, is there like a DJ?
I actually talk shop pretty much every day with one of them, and that's my daughter who has a show on the station. She's been doing it for about 5.5 years now, and she plays the same kind of style as I do, except she puts more of a younger person's spin on it. So we share music sometimes, and You know, I talked to a couple other ones, you know, that, you know, we really don't have the exact same music taste, but you can say, hey, there's somebody to listen to, or you ever heard of this person? But the cool thing about it is you meet people that are outside of the station that will talk to you about music. And a cool little venture that we have at the radio station is called Turntable Tuesday. And that's at Yellowbird Coffee Bar on Selby, where we come in and spin records. You know, everybody can bring something in, and you know, we put the headphones on and listen to the music. And, you know, that's kind of cool.
That is awesome. I have a follow-up question. What's your daughter's name, or her DJ name, I guess? And if that's still a thing.
Mixie May.
And when can folks listen to her?
Mondays at 2. And a replay at 11 on Mondays.
Excellent. So the week is sort of sandwiched with you guys, which is a great way to start the week and a great way to end the week. I love it.
Oh, thank you. What, can I hire you?
You actually can. She's available. Right, Amanda? You do voiceover? Yeah.
I do, yes.
She's an actor. Right. You can hire actors. Yeah, so we're talking to Philip Gracia from Frogtown Radio, WFNU.org, 94.1 FM, here in beautiful St. Paul, Minnesota. The schedule is online. You can find it at WFNU.org. You can listen online. Wherever you're hearing this, there's nothing stopping you from going online and listening to it. So, Philip, you know, more questions here. We're about halfway through. What does it mean to be community radio? What does that precisely mean? How does that differ from, let's say, corporate radio or even just like an independent podcast? You know, how do you stay engaged? Yeah.
Community radio is for the people, by the people, all the time. That is the easiest way to describe it, because it's mostly volunteers. It's not mostly volunteers. It's all volunteer. I wouldn't do a show and just say I'm done. You know, there's people that besides me that will do the extra bit of, you know, cleaning the station and doing those kind of things. You know, if they come into the studio, they usually leave it better than it was when they leave. So it is volunteer, and people take pride into keeping the station looking good, so that when I take you, Kevin, to go up and look at the place, you'll say, oh, it's pretty neat here. You know, it's pretty straightforward. So that's what volunteering is about. And we, you know, host a lot of different kind of people, a lot of different shows, but everybody can call WFNU part of their community.
Yeah, I really like that phrase, for the people, by the people, all the time. So what you're telling us is that the check is not in the mail, Philip. You're telling me we're not getting paid to do this? What happened?
It's very slow. It's slower than snail mail. You're not getting paid.
We love doing this. This is a real fun thing that we love doing. And again, we're always looking for guests, badmouthtc@gmail.com. If you got something going on around the Twin Cities, it doesn't have to be theater. Theater, arts, and culture, pretty broad. You know, you got a record store? Come on. That'd be great. How do shows, I mean, I know how we ended up on the air. Someone kind of referred us in, and I have this sort of engineering background and, you know, audio engineering in a modest way, and I can sort of do this by Zoom, so it was pretty natural and easy to do, right? You know, how do new shows kind of come into Frogtown Radio generally?
Well, today I've basically been helping develop two new shows that'll be coming on. One is actually someone who had a show for a few years, and then they're going to come back and do a different show. So we've been, you know, if you got an idea, you've got a format, and you've got the wherewithal to be able to pull it off. That's the main thing, is the wherewithal to be able to pull it off, especially a music show. If you come in and you just have your hands and no other tools to go along with it, you're not going to go very far. It's going to be dead air for an hour, you know? So sure, that's important to have all those things. If you're going to talk, you got to have something to talk about, and something, and most times somebody to talk to besides mm-hmm. just the audience. So you can, you know, have a reason to be on the air, because there is people out there who only want to hear their voice in 24/7, 7 days a week. Those aren't the type of people you want in radio. You want someone to be able to draw into what the people are listening to on other stations, more or less, even if it's not middle of the road, crossroad type thing, you know, neighborhood type things. You still want to talk about something that other people are interested in.
Yeah, it's the rare talent who can sort of sustain a solo show without relying on, you know, music or something else. There are some people who can do it. Mostly stand-up comedians can kind of pull it off.
Oh, yeah, you're right about that.
Yeah, but that's, they have to use the Carlin words, don't they? So it's maybe not the best fit for Frogtown. How do people support Frogtown Radio?
You can support. We just had an online auction, and it went very well. We do take donations to help operate the station, and those can be donations can be to wfnu.org/donate. And we also have a membership program, and that is wfnu.org/membership.
Right on. How can people reach out? I imagine it's all through the website, right? There must be contact.
Yeah, you can go on and apply for a show. And mm-hmm. then the most important thing is they can put their own Minnesota born and raised music on the radio by going into our WFNU.org and then go to contact. And there's a place in there that you can sign up for a show. And then also any type of volunteering. And then also finally, the fact that you can put music on that you send in, as long as it's clean and it's Minnesota artists. They don't have to be from Minnesota, but the music has to be Minnesota music.
Right on. Minnesota music. I was just at First Avenue, the best place to see rock and roll. I went and saw Health. And I bumped into a guy from American Head Charge, and he was sort of modest. He's like, "Yeah, I have a history in the room. You know, we have a star outside." I'm like, "Oh," and I invited him on my other show, but I should have him on this one too. I'll try to reach out to him again. I love seeing music at First Avenue. Philip, how does the station connect? I mean, it sounds like you have this Tuesday meeting where you listen to vinyl and things. Do you connect with live music and sort of live performance?
Yes, I'm actually going to go do a live show on Thursday at Zora Darling over in Northeast. Going to see an artist that goes by the name of Clover's Daughter, and she has an EP that was just released about a month ago that's playing on the station, and she also does, you know, other things for the station too. She volunteers as a reporter every once in a while when we have something big. So she does that, and she's a real talented young lady.
Very cool.
Yeah, you can find her on social media at Clover's Daughter, and her EP Fragile Feeling out now, recommended by Philip Gracia. And you can find WFNU Radio also on Instagram, WFNU Frogtown Radio. And look at the amazing auction item. Speaking of the twins, there's a really awesome twin.
Oh, no, that auction's over at this time.
Oh, no,
It ended Friday.
Oh, so shoot.
We did have a winner, though. You know, we're all winners in this case. You know, we got some money for some of the items we put up there. And, you know, that's a great thing. So
exactly.
Hopefully I'll get invited to that baseball game.
No kidding. That looked amazing.
Yeah.
Philip, are you do you go see the Saints more frequently or the Twins more frequently?
More Twins than Saints, but I do go to Saints games. You know, I only live right down the street from them. And, you know, if there's a time where I don't have anything to do and I want to see baseball, I will go see the Saints.
That's great. I'm right down here, too, in my little studio. I'm going to go see the Wild tomorrow. I'm going to go walk over to that.
Oh, okay.
That's always a good time.
I'm more of a Minneapolis sports Timberwolves and Lynx. Season tickets to the Lynx and
oh nice,
you know, just love. And they just did the draft and they picked up a nice little point guard, Olivia Miles. So I'm happy about that.
Cool. You ever go to Lost Fox downtown here? The coffee shop. Fantastic.
Yes. Coffee shop turns in and music and all that good stuff. Yeah. It's a really nice place.
Great Eggs Benedict. Just the best Eggs Benedict in town.
I've had it and it's really good.
And talking
it's the parking is tough there, but you know, if you get there at the right time before everybody else does, you're golden.
Yeah, in good shape. Yeah, I'm fortunate I can walk across town. I use the Skyway. I'd love to talk to more restaurateur types too. Just broaden our, you know, we talk to a lot of theater people on this show, but we'll talk to anybody, practically anybody. So
if you're talking to me, you will talk to anybody.
I was gonna say, yeah, present company included. Philip, how have things changed at the station? I mean, 11 years. Especially in this era where everything's moving so fast. I mean, what was it, 2011 did I read on the website? Is that right?
2011 was when President Obama passed the law.
Okay.
And then 2015 is when we started with the online presence, 2016 for FM. And then in 2019 is when Frogtown Tuned In took over the station. And then this past year in July, we started with our content creation room, which is podcasts, both audio and video podcasts. And that's kind of how we've grown. We've moved into more of a visual set of eyes. You know, that type thing with the podcasting, and it's very, very fun. It's very fun.
Yeah, adding video is quite a thing. What's that experience been like?
It's been nothing but glowing. You know, everybody seems to enjoy coming in and get in front of the camera. Even the people that we do video podcasts for, we still have them available to have video, you know, so if they want to change their mind and do something with video, they can always know what it looks like to begin with.
So you almost like you'll rent the space out or you'll do production for people if they, that's an interesting feature of the station.
Yeah.
That
can go to wfnu.org/podcast and you can find out about our content creations center.
Interesting. When did you start doing that?
Last July.
Oh, okay. What was the impetus for that? Was it sort of like revenue or we want to reach out and get more voices involved?
Both. Mm-hmm. Both. But more that we wanted to find a way to amplify the voices of people, you know, and what better way to do it than to show their face, you know, that people will gravitate towards seeing somebody. You know, when you see somebody on TV and you say, okay. Mm-hmm. I just saw that person around the corner, you know, that kind of thing. You know, a lot of people watch their video podcasts on TV and it makes them feel like they're, you know, that person is a big star. You know, hopefully everybody becomes a big star.
We call it parasocial relationships. I have a lot of parasocial relationships. I've got people who have them with me, and then I have them with other people. It's one of my favorite things about we call it the podcast party circuit, kind of in the other podcast world that I inhabit. And I've met people all over the world who I consider close friends, and I've never even I've never met them IRL, right? It's like talking to my friends on the computer. I mean, it's like kind of an amazing thing. Philip, I really am going to follow up, and I'd love to see the station. Maybe you grab a coffee sometime. I'm right down here, so there's sort of no excuse.
Oh yeah, you can call me tomorrow.
Hey, great. Yeah. Well, I'm going to email you when we're done with the episode. So we're sort of, it's feeding on itself here. I'm loving it. Philip, through the years, so is this like a full-time thing for you, or is it something you do?
It's part-time, very part-time, about 20 hours a week. I am unable to have a full-time job. I'm disabled. So I don't have a full-time job, and this is just a love of my life type thing, that I just put everything I can into it. Yeah, it keeps me off the streets too.
Sure. I probably need to be podcasting more. I can hear my wife's voice in my ear. No, shut up, Kevin. Tell me about, you've mentioned this law that President Obama passed. What precisely was that? This was an act where there's funds set aside for community radio trying to revive.
No, there was FCC they made frequencies available, like 94.1. They went to each city and found where there's a gap on the radio that they could put a community radio station in.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, that's kind of how it came about.
That answers a question I had, which was sort of how onerous and difficult was it to get that band? But I suppose if the government was like, we're assigning this to community radio, that's very vital.
There's been two times where somebody's approached us for that 94.1. Reason why is they could do what they call relay, where AM stations do it a lot, where they can play on FM. Mm. They do that quite a bit. And then there's stations that have multiple radio stations playing from, they might have different formats on two different levels. And one they'll just do online, so they look for another spot on the radio dial.
Makes sense. And I suppose they're offering you a bunch of money.
Not a bunch of money. If it was a bunch of money, I don't know. Just kidding. Just kidding.
Yeah,
it's a love hate thing with, what do you do in a situation like that? But the first thing we always say is community's community.
Mm. Yeah. Here's a question. So I have exactly zero ambition to like parlay any of this into anything more than more podcasting. That's my, I have a different, another career, I'm a writer. I do other stuff. But has anybody taken this work and parlayed it into work at Minnesota Public Radio or another radio station?
Have. That's quite cool. Yes, we have. Mm-hmm. We have, we've got a gentleman over at Minnesota Public Radio right now who came in 2-3 years ago. He came in and he goes, I'd like to do a podcast. And next thing you know, he's working at Minnesota Public Radio. His name is Jacob Aloy. And he's doing news and theater type stuff for them. So you could probably get him on your show if you wanted to.
Sure. Come on. A badmouthtc @gmail.com. And of course we're Badmouth Theater Company, badmouthtc.com. And TC stands for Twin Cities and Theater Company. It's a double entendre.
It's a dual purpose.
That's right. That's right. So Philip, we've got maybe another 10 minutes. Mari, Amanda, I've asked a lot of questions. I don't know if you all have anything, but, I'll keep plugging away. I'm really enjoying this conversation. I think radio is vital. I think a community radio station is a great idea. I mean, I remember when The Current hit the airwaves, I was at the university at the time, and not to talk about the competition, Philip, but I mean, what a, what a, what a, it was a big deal. when the current dropped. Do you recall that period, Philip?
I do. I do. The other one is, I remember when Carbon Sound dropped over at American Broadcasting or NPR. They have mm-hmm. a station, you know, just like they have The Current. They've got Carbon Sound. You can find them. It's a more of an online source, but they are very, you know, they've got a lot of music on there that I listen to. So that's where I, you know, I follow that quite a bit. But The Current, I do remember it dropping. I remember when stations have changed formats and things of that nature, and it's been a big deal.
Yeah. I remember when Prince passed away, gone too soon, The Current played everything in his catalog from A to Z. So you want to talk about a cultural moment. You want to talk about like real culture. Mm-hmm. That's real culture, real American culture coming at you through the radio.
That actually happened in April too, didn't it?
I'd have to look back at it, but I remember I was at the Caribou Coffee actually on Rice Street, up toward the suburbs there, and Rice and Larpenteur. And I remember sitting there and suddenly everybody was on their phones. And I actually first heard the news from my friend over in London. It was just a moment, you know, and then I went downtown to First Ave that night. I mean, that was mm-hmm. what a moment. Just gone too soon. Favorite son, Twin Cities favorite son.
Yeah, definitely.
For sure. So just, and again, just a radio station being able to play the whole catalog, A to Z, just so crazy, so cool. So Philip, in the remaining 5-10 minutes, what are some of the shows on the station? What are some of the other shows? Who are some of the people we should talk to? You know, what else is on the station?
Well, we've got a couple of shows that are that have kids involved in them. One is on Saturday at 6 o'clock and it replays on Sunday at 11 o'clock. It's called the Murray and Olive Goff Show. Murray, believe it or not, was about 9 years old when he started, and Olive Whoa. Was six. And Murray is graduating from high school this year.
Wow.
And their dad, Kevin, is the engineer of the show most of the time. Sometimes the kids take over and do the engineering and he sits on the other side, but they are, you know, they're just fun. They're fun kids. And then we've got, you know, Soul St. Paul, which is a kind of a show about St. Paul. And then we've got, Mood Swing, Saturday morning Mood Swing. It's a show that has all female artists that sing and play music on there. DJ Sarah B is the host of that show, and she is into music created by women. So there's that. We've got, you know, quite a few other shows, but those are the ones right off the top of my head.
So if somebody was inspired hearing about all of those different shows and was like, I have a great idea for a radio show, I want to get on the radio, what would they do to get on Frogtown Radio?
Reach out to us on WFNU.org/contact, or they can send an email to stationmanager@WFNU.org, and we would reply to them. And then the other thing is, there is a part of the mobile app, there is an on-demand section where you can go back and listen to the past two episodes of any show, or past 2 weeks of any show that airs on the airways. So they could come back and listen to my show, your show, anybody's show that's been on the station for the past 2 weeks.
Well, that's news. I didn't know that. That's cool.
Yeah.
How long? Go on, Amanda.
Oh, I was just going to ask the follow-up to that because I'm not a tech savvy person like Kevin and Mari are. So if I came in with a radio show, would you help train or kind of show
Absolutely.
How to? Okay, awesome.
Three times is a charm. You know, like go in once, show them, have them show me. And the third time, show me why I watch. And then if I see something, I'll tell you something.
Excellent.
What are we doing wrong, Philip?
You had me on your show. That's what the main thing. Uh-huh. You're definitely struggling. Bottom of the barrel.
Oh, geez. Yeah, we're always struggling for guests on Mouthing Off.
Everybody is struggling for guests.
Well, you know, it's surprising. I've, you know, for this other show, which is Art of Darkness, artofdarkpod.com, we've just had this banging year. We got on a network, and something about getting on the network means that like PR people have started reaching out to us. And I'm always looking for people that I can kind of slide in over here too, right? And sometimes mm-hmm, there's crossover. Mm-hmm. I just love talking to people. It always goes so fast. Everybody's got like so much for like a project like this. And for arts and culture, and you know, nobody's doing this to get rich, you know. Nobody's in the theater, nobody's over at History Theater trotting the boards because of the money. Nothing wrong with History Theater. We love History Theater. But just that passion comes over, and we live in such a materialist world, and you know, and it's just like these conversations are so energizing for me because it's such an antidote to the cynicism that seems to dominate everywhere else. On that note, as we kind of wind down here, Philip, like, what do you see as the core mission of Frogtown Radio? 94.1 FM, Frogtown Radio. Got to do the sweet chocolatey voice there.
It is to amplify the voices of the underserved people of the community of Frogtown and Rondo, and also give them a voice. Because not always is Frogtown and Rondo and St. Paul spoken of as high as it should be. And it might as well come from the people who live there rather than the people who are watching there.
I agree. Well said. I am a St. Paul maxi. I am raising my family here in St. Paul. I am all in. On St. Paul, and I do love it here. It's quirky. I love the history. I have a degree in history, Philip. It's got a real vibe that I really, really enjoy.
Same here.
Yeah. And coming from Canton, Ohio, too, I mean, it's different. You know, Minnesota is a different, odd place, isn't it?
It's a different place. I wouldn't call it odd because there's a lot of places like it that I've been to, but nothing compares to the people. The people are overall different than the normal Joe that you see in another town that could be comparable in size, comparable in industry and stuff like that.
What do you think it is about? Last question. What do you think it is about the Minnesota character? Is Minnesota nice, real, Philip? Is it real?
I think it's misconstrued by people in other places. I think that Minnesota nice does exist, but it can be taken in a couple of different ways. You can take it as Minnesota nice being passive aggressive, Minnesota nice as being actually nice, and then probably the third is a little bit of both.
Kind of all of the above. But boy, St. Paul, Amanda, okay, you get the last word, but then we have to stop because Philip is going to be angry at us if the episode goes on for too long.
Don't worry, I'll cut it up.
Perfect.
Okay, go on, Amanda.
No, I was just going to say the art of the nice is figuring out Minnesota, really.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And the ones who do figure it out, stick around.
Philip Gracia, Frogtown Radio, 94.1 FM, WFNU. frogtownradio.org. Go and support. And if one new show comes out of this interview, we will consider our mission accomplished. Thank you so much, Philip. Thanks for hosting us on the station.
Thank you.